state and territory leaders did unanimously agree to strengthen Australia's gun laws at a national cabinet meeting yesterday following the attack at Bondi. The scale of the tragedy is reminiscent of the Port Arthur shooting in 1996 when 35 people were killed by a lone gunman. Walter Micak lost his two girls in that attack and set up the Alana and Madeline Foundation in their honour to campaign for keeping kids safe and for stronger gun laws. Stephen Bendall is a senior advocacy advisor at the foundation. He joins us now.
Good morning, Mel.
The meeting we had yesterday of federal, state and territory leaders, they agreed to renegotiate the National Firearms Agreement, which was introduced in the wake of the Port Arthur tragedy. Why is this agreement not fit for purpose today?
Well, we're very pleased, firstly, that the Prime Minister has acted so swiftly in calling a national cabinet. We've heard very positive things from all government leaders that have been interviewed, to date, in the wake of this tragedy. The National Firearms Agreement was established clearly 30 years ago when, the manufacture of firearms, the types of firearms, are really now well outdated. The improvement in technology, the manufacturing capacity, the type of firearms and ammunition used has all advanced. And, the National Firearms Agreement has served us very well. This mass shooting at Bondi clearly is a very rare event, but nevertheless, we need to be vigilant about our firearm laws, and we're eager to work with governments to strengthen them.
Do you think the options that are being looked at by the state and territory governments, like curbing open-ended licensing, like limiting the number of firearms someone can own and restricting gun licenses to Australian citizens, are they the kind of changes you think could be that could make a difference?
Well, I think that could make a difference, and we're really pleased that those things are on the table. Interestingly, I'd be interested whether your listeners would be surprised that those things aren't already in our firearms agreement. They all seem to be reasonable things that the community would expect our governments to, have in place. So they're the sort of things that we need to address. But there are other things as well. I think we need to continue to push around and push back against the firearm industry that have a commercial interest in the proliferation of firearms in Australia. So, for example, right now, a 13-year-old can't use Facebook, but they can go out and legally use a firearm. Now, they need to be under the supervision of a firearm license holder, but that just seems to be, a real paradox in how we're looking after children. Those sort of things need to be looked at.
We have seen certainly strong movement and lobbying by those who support hunting and want to make sure that they have a right to hunt and look at the laws that govern their ability to access and use firearms as they look to hunt. What influence does that lobbying process have on, and the wider gun lobby have on, governments as they consider where the balance should lie in access to guns?
Well, that's a really good point, Mel. The firearm industry has a huge commercial interest, as I said. And they are very well-resourced, very organised, and very influential. Until probably 5 years ago, when the Alana and Madeline Foundation were effectively forced into taking a stronger stand around firearms, firearm policy was entirely the domain of the firearm industry. We have one jurisdiction that has a firearm consultation committee that it's requirements, representatives have to represent the firearm industry. Until recently, we had a jurisdiction that had a firearm act that entirely was focused around the administration and use of firearms. It only recently has changed to put community safety at the centre of its firearm laws. So the firearm industry is very influential. There's a report in Queensland recently where there's been over $150,000 worth of donations to political parties. These are the things that we need to look at as we use this opportunity of reforming our gun laws.
Stephen Bendall, I really appreciate you joining the program this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mel.
Stephen Bendall is a senior advocacy advisor at the Alana and Madeline Foundation.